San Francisco takes up a controversial plan to give ID cards to illegal immigrants. This is just as New York State backs off from a similar idea. San Francisco's plan is designed to help residents without IDs get access to services and feel safe when dealing with local law enforcement, they
say. The Board of Supervisors, San Francisco's version of a city council, voted 10-1 late Tuesday to direct the city clerk to start issuing the ID cards within 9 months, pending a final vote next week by the board that's considered a formality.
Board member Gerardo Sandoval, who voted in favor of the measure, here's what he had to say.
We should be very proud that we are leaders in the country on this issue. We should be proud to be amongst the first.
To be eligible, residents would have to provide an existing photo ID, such as a passport or a foreign driver's license, as well as a recent utility bill or bank statement. This one supervisor who opposed the measure said he was worried about how much it would cost to implement, but Mayor Gavin Newsom has said he intends to sign it.
Out in San Francisco, these municipal IDs haven't met with too much dissent. The same can't be said for similar proposals elsewhere. In fact, just yesterday, hours after San Francisco's vote, New York Governor Eliot Spitzer was on Capitol Hill saying this about his proposal to offer driver's licenses to illegal immigrants.
I have concluded that New York State cannot successfully address this problem on its own. I am announcing today that I am withdrawing my proposal.
He said he still believed his plan would be the best way to secure the roads in a state with an estimated 1 million illegal immigrants, but he criticized the federal government for, as he put it, losing control of its borders.
This issue, by the way, has repercussions, ones Allison are particularly interested in the presidential campaign. You might recall a question about Spitzer's proposal tripped up New York Senator Hillary Clinton during the last Democratic debate. She told a New Hampshire newspaper that Spitzer's idea made a lot of sense, but when pressed by moderator Tim Russert at the debate, she was a little vague.
You told the National Hampshire paper it made a lot of sense. Do you support his plan?
You know, Tim, this is where everybody plays gotcha. It makes a lot of sense. What is the governor supposed to do? He is dealing with a serious problem. We have failed, and George Bush has failed. Do I think this is the best thing for any governor to do? No. But do I understand the sense of real desperation trying to get a handle on this? Remember, in New York, we want to know who's in New York. We want people to come out of the shadows. He's making an honest effort to do it. We should have passed immigration reform.
The senator will once again have a chance to clarify her position tonight. We bet it comes up again. When she will face off in a debate against her Democratic rivals in Vegas.
Now, clarifying my position, I said this has repercussions for you, Allie, not because you're an illegal immigrant trying to get a driver's license.
No,
but because you're
I was born
so,
in Jersey.
You're so obsessed with with seeing how all this plays out for our friend Hillary in the debate tonight.
I will be watching. You know I will.
That is the BPP big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news.